Hi, welcome to Smosh Mouth. I'm Shane.
And I'm Amanda Lehan Canto. This is Ian.
Holy crap, you got to say your whole name?
Yeah, because you didn't. And I was like, I'm going to say all three of my names. And here's Ian.
Hey, I'm Ian Hecox.
Is your middle name E?
What?
I said Ian Hecox.
Oh, I thought you said Ian E.
What's your real middle name?
Actually, it's a John. Secret. It's a secret that you'll never know.
I think I've known at some point and I've forgotten.
Richard.
You'll never know unless you go on Google and it'll tell you.
Oh, it's just everywhere.
Well, I can't do that because we're filming. So
my middle name is Andrew.
Oh.
But John was an interesting
guess.
Wow,
gave that up so fast.
Sorry. John was a good guess because Ian is Gaelic for John, apparently.
Oh. Oh, look at that.
We were just talking about Gaelic.
We were?
I was.
Yeah, no.
Ian and I were.
Yeah, because...
Aer Lingus.
Somebody said, don't call it Gaelic, just call it Irish.
Yeah, and I was like, that's incorrect, ma'am.
I don't
know. But maybe it's not.
Irish fans, rise up.
Yeah, let us know.
Tell us.
If you go on the plane... If you go on Aer Lingus to go to Ireland, after they announce things to you in English, they announce things to you in what I thought was called Gaelic, because that was the original language. And someone said, no, it's just called Irish.
Stupid.
All right. And here we
go. Dumb.
I hate
you. Wow.
You're acting like a 19-year-old right now.
Oh, you know what else is 19? Smosh.
What?
Smosh is 19 years old.
Smosh is 19.
Your first baby is 19.
Wow.
Do you like that?
Yeah, they're out of the house now. I could finally shit with the door open.
Hopefully.
Great. Wait,
okay.
Could have done that.
See, I'm never doing
that. Shane doesn't do that ever.
No.
Actually, I don't. All right. I do live by myself. I don't shit with the door open because I don't want the smell to escape the bathroom.
There's another good reason.
Yeah.
There's so many good reasons.
It's so freeing.
I just like to have the door closed to be like, I'm in my capsule.
Yeah.
And when I leave and nobody knows what happened in there.
Yeah.
When I in there, nobody knows what happens.
When I poop. When I poop.
When I walk out of the bathroom and Courtney goes, what'd you do in there? I go, nothing.
Yeah. I didn't take a shh
in there.
You're like a radio edit.
I don't even know what that is.
Like a radio edit of like a rap song. I didn't take a shoot.
Another thing that you do when you're 19, make up fun raps.
We did do that when we were 19.
Don't.
Yeah.
You did do that. Really quick, before we get into talking about Smosh being 19, we talked about this a couple weeks ago. We talked about it before it happened. We talked about the Love is Blind reunion before it happened.
Oh, did you make predictions?
And I sort of made predictions. I was just venting about how I'm like, it's going to suck, and it's going to be the most infuriating thing ever.
Mm. Yeah.
And it was. It was in surprising ways. They found ways to piss me off in ways I didn't expect.
This is true.
So I didn't watch it because so many people told me it was not worth my time.
It truly, I'm borderline. I hate that show enough to borderline be like, don't watch it. Like, don't support that show.
And you know what? Vanessa Lachey felt that. In episode one, when she wore that intense black leather, and she almost didn't speak but had the eyes of vengeance. I don't know if you saw that. Maybe she's been listening to us, because she's...
I think it's possible.
Ian and I talked about this. She seemed really mad.
I think this one, this time, and I don't want to talk about it too much because it was forever ago, but... This time I was mad at both of them, Nick and Vanessa, just because they were both like wet noodles. It wasn't that they were like necessarily going after anyone. They just kind of let horrible shit happen. And when you let horrible shit happen, the worst people win because they're the ones who are going to be the most aggressive and make accusations.
I agree. Yeah.
And they just kind of let it all fly. And the people who got the fingers pointed at were not the people that I needed to hear from.
Who got their fingers pointed at?
Nick was entirely the focus. He was entirely the focus.
Oh, wait, Hannah's Nick?
Yeah.
And the whole basis,
and now we're talking about it. The whole basis was Hannah was like, yeah, you had a journal entry where you said you wanted to be famous from Love is Blind. It's like, hold
on.
You're talking about, and nobody said,
Her and her friends.
Well,
read
he did.
She read
her to-do list.
She posted his journal entry on her, like, social media. I'm like, wait, nobody's talking about how this is an invasion of privacy.
Yeah.
And also Hannah quit her job and now is in LA with an agent, like trying to be an actor. And I'm like, You literally did the thing that you're accusing him of, but nobody.
He journaled that.
He journaled that he wanted to be one of the most famous. One of the most famous contestants on Love is Blind?
But no, he had a list of like three goals, and he's clearly someone who's trying to write goals.
He's like pineapple lover, my mom's best friend.
I think it was a little bit of a manifesting thing.
Yeah.
Kind of like
he said, sell two homes,
yeah,
be in the best shape of my life for 2 weeks.
I don't know.
Come on, bro.
Clear off that game table that I have downstairs in my room with all the saints everywhere. Remember his room?
The pool table.
Ugh.
She's like, you said you had a pool table, and it's just like a pool table that's shoved into a closet. He's
so
like,
funny.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, I don't use
that. Was
it.
Really
anyways
awkward.
It sucked ass.
Okay.
It was not good.
It sucked ass. I hate that show.
There's a lot of issues with the show. I think, you know, being Real Housewives of Salt Lake City girly,
okay,
I think the way that they do reunions is so much better. It's three parts.
That's
they stretch their reunion out into three parts, but with that they're actually able to go into each thing that happened and say, let's talk about it.
Yeah.
And the host, Andy, actually like holds.
He's great.
To fire.
That's the key. Yeah. Is and it's watching someone do it badly is when you realize how hard something is.
Yeah.
And being a reality show host is something that probably at some point I was like, oh, that can't be that hard. But now watching, I'm like, oh my God, you are juggling so much bullshit.
You really are.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Anyways.
The reunion was kind of a bummer. And they had like all this stupid filler. Like, I don't care about the alumni. Like,
no.
Sitting there, like, the council of lovers.
Yeah,
like,
of beings. Like, stop.
I hated it. Anyways.
But you watched the whole thing.
I end up watching the whole thing. I always am like, I'm not going to do this. Courtney will be like, well, I'm going to watch the first episode. And then I end up watching it.
Yeah.
Because it's the formula of how bad it is so good.
Mm-hmm.
But I end up every time being like, I hated this. I hate what the show, I feel like it's promoting.
I hate everybody.
I feel like it promotes gender war too.
And then they bring their friends and they're like, all right, I want y'all to meet Nick. And then all the friends are like, that's not what she's doing. She's saying this. And it's like, dude, of course your friends are going to like stick up for you. Like, I just, I hate the meaning of the friends and the meaning of the mom. Remember that mother? Ooh.
I'll cut your balls off.
She honestly at the reunion was the only one who kind of like was pointing anything. Like, you wanted her to host it.
Right, yeah.
Because
yeah.
She actually was like pointing things out. Anyway. I'm done talking about Love is Blind.
Yeah, I think half the people stopped listening.
Yeah.
Nobody's listening.
They're like, I came here to talk about Smosh.
They're like, Smosh turned 19, so Love is Blind.
Love is Blind.
Can cut
back
half
to Love
that
is Blind.
Conversation. So Smosh is 19 years old.
Yeah.
Ian, did you think that it would last this long?
No. Why would I? I've officially done, I've lived more of my life doing Smosh than not doing Smosh.
That is crazy.
That's insane.
Because how old were you when you first started Smosh?
17.
17.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So a senior in high school.
Yeah, we were just out of high school.
And how serious, I mean, like when you first started, it wasn't like a plan. It was just kind of you're messing around.
Yeah.
And then
you told me that you were like bored and you were just making videos.
Bored.
You were bored.
Bored.
Wow.
This is suburbia. Didn't have a lot of like money to like do stuff. So it was just like, yeah, I don't know. This is silly.
What did you film things on?
Started with a webcam.
Like an Android.
Like a shitty like webcam that was wired to the computer. So like,
yeah,
we had to shoot everything within like a radius of like 3 feet from the computer at the beginning.
So funny.
Yeah.
So funny.
Wait, that's amazing.
I pitched to you guys the idea of trying to recreate a sketch with all the same equipment from back then, which would be so much harder now because it's hard to just get that equipment.
How do you
equipment.
Get a webcam?
Getting the equipment now.
Yeah, like a Windows Movie Maker from 2005.
Yeah, you'd need all the same software, all the same hardware.
That would actually be really funny, though.
It would be really impressive, but a lot of that stuff's probably lost.
Lost
technology. Nobody knows how they made it. It's kind of like the pyramids.
It was not that
we don't
long
know,
ago, guys.
We don't know how Ian and Anthony made the Pokemon lip sync video. It's similar to Stonehenge.
It's like a VCR. Like, how does it work?
It's like
nobody really knows. It's
people
kind of
in their 30s, you guys keep thinking that we're just so old. We're not. Right? You're all
ancient
your
technology of Laserdisc.
I hate you.
Did you ever have Laserdisc?
No, but Spencer's been talking about collecting Laserdiscs.
I had a floppy disk.
Whoa, talk about old.
In school. Shut up. I was aware
of floppy disks. We had floppy disks.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember if Chex Quest was on floppy or if it was on CD.
Chex Quest?
Chex. What the? Quizmos?
Quizmos?
Chex Quest. I always got to shout out Chex Quest, which was, you know Chex, the cereal,
of
right?
Of course.
Okay, do you know Doom, the video game?
No.
Really?
So
I think maybe. Yes.
Okay, so the original Doom was like this weird kind of like, 3D shooters weren't, they were like just starting to become a thing. And Doom was this very popular, hyper-violent
shooter game. I think I know.
You're like shooting these like kind of like zombie hell spawn people. You're on Mars. There's a lot of blood. So
sounds like something I wouldn't be allowed to play.
Right, exactly. And I wouldn't be allowed to play it either. However, Chex created they made a mod to Doom and made it like a kid's version of Doom, and you're playing this Chex guy and you're like shooting these like snot guys, and it was sick.
With guns?
Well, they weren't
serial guns.
They were serial, yeah. So it was the only way that I could play like a violent shooter game, and it was free. Came in a fucking box of Chex.
That's insane.
That is so
wrong. Shout out Chex Quest.
I've never played Doom, but it's such a fascinating game on a like kind of software level, on a programming level, because people will program Doom into like weird shit.
It's the benchmark.
It'll be like, I think this is wrong, but someone programmed it into something weird, like a pregnancy test or something, like where you can play Doom on.
That's always the thing.
How do you play Doom on a pregnancy test?
Exactly.
It's such an old game that it doesn't, that all of our technology now is so far from where it was then that there's enough memory on random ass things to play, like have
it's
it.
It's always
run.
Like, can I play Doom on it? That's like,
well, how? Yeah. Why are, do you? Why
people do it as a challenge, right?
So you guys are sitting on the toilet after you.
I'm not
and
doing
then you're
this, Amanda. But
Chex
maybe I thought about it
with the door closed.
Have you ever seen
with the door? That's why I closed the door so I can play Doom on my pregnancy quest.
Pregnancy quest. That's awesome.
Pregnancy quest.
Yo, anyone else on their pregnancy quest? Yeah.
That's actually awesome. That's adventurous females trying to get pregnant. That's a pregnancy quest.
That's a way better way of asking somebody like if they're like planning on having a kid.
You're on the quest?
Yo, how far are you on your pregnancy quest? You on any side quests?
I actually kind of love that. Because it makes us feel like badass
warriors.
I could
never fathom asking someone if they're trying
to. And you shouldn't,
I can't
Shane.
Believe, some of those questions that parents ask that are like, I guess we're normal at some point of like, are you trying for a kid? I'm like, what the fuck kind of creepy question is
they
that?
They have no respect. They don't care.
Have you seen the Tim Allen Doom mod?
No.
Where they replaced, so this is
Tim Allen in the Santa Claus or Tim Allen in Home Improvement?
Home Improvement. So it's Home Improvement.
I like how I know that it's Home Improvement.
And have you seen this?
I've seen this.
Okay, this is classic. Famous. So somebody modded Doom and they just replaced all the assets with Tim Allen and
You see, they're all coming at you. They're all doing the thing. And it's good stuff, right? Yeah.
Wait, that's so funny. I loved Home Improvement.
Well, then you're going to love
what was the man behind the fence? I hate that. Okay, I kind of hate that.
It's good
damn
stuff.
I missed out on such a funny world.
I bet you your dad does programming and stuff.
My dad, he was a computer engineer.
Your dad knows all about this.
He used to read like Microsoft
your
books.
Dad probably has programmed Doom into weird shit.
I don't think he was never a video game guy.
I bet if you had a Tamagotchi as a kid, he would have programmed Doom.
I had a Tamagotchi as a kid, and that Tamagotchi was fed. I never let that baby die ever. Whereas my sister, it died every fucking day.
Can you run Doom on Tamagotchi?
I bet you could run Doom on a Tamagotchi.
This is so cool.
You kept your Tamagotchi alive?
Of course I did.
For how long?
Who do you think I am?
Well, where is
it? A monster? Oh, I threw it away when I was like a certain age.
You threw it away?
Yeah, after I played, what's that?
That's somehow worse than letting it die. You abandoned it.
What are those bones called? Funny bones?
Silly bones?
Is it silly bones? I feel like I was asleep in a pod, like in the movie Alien, going through a part of space and missed out
on so much. Need to show you. There is a YouTube video. It's one of my favorites called myhouse.wad, right? It's a really creepy, where someone did a pro, like nobody knows who this person is who made this program, but someone programmed Doom and it like seems like it's normal. And then you make this one move and then all of a sudden it like replays, but it's a little different. And then it's, people who know this know like, oh, this is one of the creepiest, coolest things.
There are,
we should,
there I'll show be- you, I'll send you this video and you'll watch it and you'll be fascinated.
We should
it.
Make Amanda play PT.
Oh my God.
What's PT? Physical therapy?
PT is one of the best games ever made.
It was a trailer.
Paul Thomas.
It was a trailer for.
It stood for playable trailer. Yeah. But it was like a horror.
It's very
game,
similar to Resident Evil.
But it never got finished. But this trailer was made, and it was like one of the best like little tiny horror games. It kind of like changed the horror game.
Yeah.
Like realm.
It's a big deal.
It's a huge deal. Scary as fuck.
Whoa. So Smosh was made in 2005.
Yeah. So Smosh was made in 2005.
2005. You were 17.
I was 17.
How old were you?
I was 17.
Wow.
Right?
I
just did this math.
2005, no. I was 14.
Okay.
Great. Good for you. I was 17. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
2005, I feel like, is not that memorable of a year. Right? Just kind of a, just like, what was going on?
Yeah. 17.
Yeah, because the
high school, senior in high school.
High School Musical hadn't come out yet.
Oh, yeah. Who cares about that?
Napoleon Dynamite was already out.
It was already been out for
a
couple
Napoleon
years.
Love Napoleon Dynamite. Dana.
No, I don't think anything happened in 2005.
Which is why I think Smosh like really hit, you know?
Like nothing else. Nothing happening. Fun, nothing awesome happened in 2005. That
Fact checkers?
Not really.
iPod
Nano was my shit.
Okay.
Because I was running with a Discman forever, and when you're running with a Discman and you have a CD in there, to run with it means it skips your whole run.
Well, that's what you have memory for. Like, the CD players would have, like, memory, but it'd be, like, 10 seconds of memory, so you have to, like...
Yeah, it sucked. I basically ran like this with my Discman.
Oh, God.
It was
such
ass. And then when I got the Nano, I was like, this is sick.
I had the OG iPod for a long time.
Oh, Pope John Paul died in 2005.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We got him.
Jesus Christ. Are we gonna have to cut like 90% of this episode? I think we might.
So when you were 17, what were you up to?
I was a senior in high school, and what was I doing? I was definitely in a play. I can't remember which play. What?
Ian's just on his phone, just looking around at stuff.
This wasn't important.
I was looking at births and deaths. I don't know if this is a death from 2005 or is a birth, but it was a Canadian senator representing Newfoundland and Labrador, and his name is C. William Duty.
You
look
are
at it.
It's
look
not
at,
even that
look how,
crazy.
But look how it's spelled.
Yeah,
it's crazy dude. That Smosh turned 19 and we're acting like little freaking teenagers.
Dude, imagine having your last name is.
I can tell you what I was doing in 2005.
Tell me.
This is more so 2006, but it began in 2005. World of Warcraft.
Oh wait,
I remember you talking.
There
about
is a documentary you should watch called "The Secret Life of Ibalin."
Oh,
and you are going to
maybe
sob.
Add it to the list.
You're going to sob.
Wait, why?
So.
Kid who fell into World of Warcraft because he played.
It's actually it's actually beautiful. It's actually a beautiful story. I don't want to go into it too much, but it's an incredible dude.
Okay, don't go into
who
it.
Played World of Warcraft
and changed
and it's,
lives.
And it's a and changed.
Whoa,
lives.
Okay,
gorgeous story. But I was so into it, man. Yeah. I played.
Were you
in
high school?
Too much. So I was beginning high school, but I was homeschooled because I was now.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Acting and that year actually 2005 sucked because I was just riddled with anxiety and stress. Because
that sucks.
I was so stressed by the idea of not going to high school, and it had been a thing that I'd like kind of believed in the fantasy of it my whole life. You know, when you're a kid and you see all these movies and stuff about high school, it's like, whoa, high school's gonna be crazy. And my brothers were in college by this point, and or even past college by this point, and talked it up so much, and we're like, oh, high school's awesome, college is awesome, and so I was like,
high school's fine.
I was not gonna go do it. So I was going to be homeschooled because I was pursuing acting, which I was also very excited about. But I was like, what if acting doesn't work out? And then I give up high school And then I also don't get the acting dream. And then I just have neither.
That is so much pressure for a freaking 17-year-old.
For 14-year-old. I was 14.
That's crazy.
It sucked.
Oh, yeah, you were 14.
It sucked. But I played a lot of World of Warcraft.
And that helped soothe your anxieties.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what else happened in 2005?
What?
YouTube.
Well, yeah, you guys were right there at the start.
Yeah.
You literally...
So YouTube came out. You guys were making videos before YouTube came out or when YouTube came out? Because you were making videos.
That's a great question. I guess YouTube had already come out when we started making videos. We didn't know about YouTube yet.
So you're just making them
for
fun.
We were just making them. Anthony was hosting them on his website. And then we were uploading them onto MySpace.
Oh, yes. I knew that. And then when did you get the idea to start putting them on YouTube? Wait, when your MySpace started blowing up, right? Were you in school? Stop looking at your phone.
I'm looking at other events.
I'm going to kill him.
English whiskey is reestablished in England.
The fact that you had to look this far for events in 2005 and that's
Ian?
The best.
No, this is like literally, this is the most boring fucking year.
No, wait. Ashley Simpson got caught lip syncing.
Oh!
SNL!
Dude, that was the best.
Can you imagine if that happened today?
Nobody would care.
It would be. Actually, you know what? It would just be another
day. You know what she would do? She wouldn't go. She would be like, I need to take a mental day to not go, and we'd all be like, get it, girl.
Yeah.
It was so crazy that she was forced to do it, and I get it, it's SNL, but like still.
Yeah, because it came out like she lost her voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, I asked you a question, Mr. Ian,
sir. Katrina. Hurricane Katrina happened.
That's why I said nothing awesome happened that year.
You're right.
It was a bad year. Nothing exciting.
Andrew Stimson, a 25-year-old Scottish man, is reported as the first person proven to have been cured of HIV.
Oh, that's okay.
That is great.
That's cool.
Okay, now put your phone down.
I'll put it down now.
That's what.
Oh,
it was.
Microsoft releases Xbox 360.
Okay, Xbox 360.
This is what you were like as a kid. I literally see it.
Is Xbox 360 that old?
No.
Holy shit.
No, don't ask him questions because then he just opened his phone up.
Oh.
Yeah, Pain. Xbox 360.
It's like I'm in the Indiana Jones ride. It's like, look into my eyes. Right, pull out your phone.
Anyways.
I had to find at least one thing that was interesting about 2005.
I don't even remember my question.
Do you think if you guys went to high school together, you'd have been friends? Because you were in the same, like...
Him and I be friends in high school? Are you kidding?
Ew. She's a girl.
I mean, hello?
Holy shit! We just got a glimpse of you at 17. Oh, gross!
No, guys, come on. No, no, anyways.
Guys,
I don't know. Maybe.
Absolutely not.
Here's the thing, here's the thing. I don't know.
Did you have any friends who had a bowl cut?
Absolutely not, no.
Oh, well, then I feel like that seals it.
No. I mean, I was kind of wild when I was 17. I was literally wild. I wasn't like part of like the popular cheerleader.
You don't think I was wild?
You were?
No.
You and Anthony were doing, like filming yourselves on webcam being bored.
I like how there's physical proof that Ian was not crazy by making sketches.
It's true.
Listen. I'm not trying to say.
I really fucked up. I shouldn't have started this channel with my friend that employs all you motherfuckers. You're right. You know what? My childhood was a disaster, okay?
Listen, Ian, maybe we would be friends. I don't know, okay?
I had a life.
I was working. Here's the thing. I was in a job and I had like a bunch of sports and I was in a play. Like I was so effing busy. I mean, I still had a lot of friends, but like, you know what? I'm not going down this road anymore. Ian?
No, let's go down that road.
I don't know. I actually can't say that I know.
I'm not sure if we...
Did you party?
Sorry. Ian and I weren't living your kind of life. We were both starting our careers.
Yeah.
Okay? We were
focused on
enterprise.
The grind set.
No,
okay?
I
was about to be on iCarly in 2 years.
No.
And he was...
Yeah. What do you do? Drinking and boofing?
Boofing. I can't say that anymore because I was underage. Here's the deal. What's boofing?
We don't need to get
into
it.
Actually, I don't want to know. Here's the deal. I was from the East Coast. The East Coast doesn't look at your careers as like possibilities.
Do you think Do you think people looked at what I was doing as a possibility?
But they still let you do it. I didn't have time to just like your parents.
Oh,
I didn't have to. Like my mom was like, you need to like work and get a job and make money and buy a car. Then you need to go to college and then you need to get a job. So it was like I didn't really have that like freedom. I don't know. So maybe we would have been friends. I don't know. I'm not going to go down this road anymore.
I don't think. I don't.
Did you like theater? Were you in plays?
No.
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't think we would have been in the same group.
No, definitely not.
No, that's usually like, why
I
it's
was
like,
hanging out with like, we were all like, it was like kind of like indie kids.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like some indie.
Kind of like emo indie kids.
That's right.
Yeah. I hung out with some emo kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The theater.
You were
lap,
never emo, though.
No.
I wasn't emo.
I was not emo. I dressed like I was going to Spain on a trip. Like, I don't know why. Every time I look back on pictures, I'm wearing like these long skirts or like these low rise jeans and like some Hollister shirts and then like random like scarves. I'm like, who dressed me? But it was all hand-me-downs.
It was that era, though.
It was that era.
The scarf
yeah. era.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about the scarf.
Straight hair.
Oh, yeah.
I had thin eyebrows.
Yeah.
Full on.
Did you see clips of that movie where it's that Netflix movie where she's like, she goes back to 2003 and she's like looking around, but people have been talking about how it's like, it's just not quite there. But someone pointed out, it's like none of their eyebrows are thin.
None of their eyebrows are
thin. And it's just
thin
like,
enough.
You missed that.
Yeah.
And that is so crucial.
Yep.
The thin eyebrows were huge. I even looked back on my senior picture and I was like, oh, woman, what did you do?
You know, what's kind of a funny thing that I'm thinking about is that I didn't have sisters. And so growing up back then, I think I maybe thought that's what everybody's eyebrows looked like naturally.
Mm.
Oh, no.
I just was like, that's just what eyebrows look like.
Because
I didn't have like any... I'm trying to think back on what I probably thought back then.
Trust me, mine was one big, large eyebrow that was like super thick. And my sister was like... yikes, you got to get rid of that. And I remember feeling so insecure. So we went on a trip and I shaved down the center of my eyebrow and then I slipped and shaved the second half of my eyebrow.
Like a Charlie Puth.
Off. this part was off. And
like half of your eyebrow was missing.
So I only had this much of my eyebrow there.
How do you fuck up that bad?
Oh,
this half was Lex Luthor.
Because when you're an insecure girl and your sisters are like, what are you literally doing, you idiot? So I was like, I did it super fast. I was so upset. And I remember coming out and my sisters were like, oh my God, you look hideous.
How long did that take to grow back?
Forever, because my mom was like, girls, leave her alone.
Are there photos of you with this?
I don't remember. I have to look. Here's the thing. I fucked up a lot on my appearance, but that's for another story. My mom was like, I will take care of it. Don't worry about it. And she put black eyeliner in the spot.
Yeah.
So I had a full half eyebrow, black eyeliner, but I kept smearing it. So it was like, yet. And
how old were you when this happened?
I don't remember. Old enough.
Seven.
Old enough for me to be mortified.
Oh, yeah.
You thought your life was over.
Oh, my life was over. And then I cut my bangs too short, and they were like, like, my life was fucked. I once like curled my hair up in a brush, and it wasn't a curling brush, so it got stuck.
Oh no!
When mothers would walk past, they'd blind their children. They'd be like, "Don't look at her."
It got stuck, and I was trying to curl it. How do you curl it without heat? So I tried to take it out, and my mom had to cut it out. So I had bangs that were literally here, like half an inch for a long time. A long time.
You sound like a mess.
You can't bobby pin those.
I don't think Ian would have been friends with you.
That's the thing. I wasn't even trying to be an asshole. I wasn't even trying to be an asshole. Like, I was wild.
You sound like a mess.
I was wild, man.
Did you have boyfriends?
Yes.
In high school?
Yes.
You say that like there was a waiting list.
No, I mean, well, I don't know. That's for... I was boy crazy. Yes, I had a boyfriend in high school. I had a long boyfriend throughout junior to high school, and then I had shut up. And then I had another. I had a boyfriend who was a
skateboarder.
You usually
call them tall. You don't call them long.
No, I didn't mean long. I meant a long time we were together. None of them were really that tall.
Huh?
Yeah, there was a skateboarder who had a skateboard tattooed on the side of his body, and it was broken.
That's so cool.
And
oh my God.
And you were like,
literally, I was like, I love you.
Wow.
I was like, I love you. Yep. I don't know. I was just figuring it out.
The things that appeal to us when we're teenagers.
Did you have a girlfriend in school?
No. No.
You keep proving my point that we wouldn't hang out. Anyway.
I did not either.
But I was also boy crazy.
You were boy crazy? Anthony crazy? You were home. You didn't have the opportunity.
No, I mean, I was out. I kind of had a like pseudo high school experience of just like actor kids. Mm. You know, it kind of replicated. I've talked about this before where it was similar to high school, except the cool kids were like on TV shows. So it's kind of like they had a basis for being cool.
Yeah.
I mean,
it was the entire Zoe 101 cast. They ran in the same circles as all of us. And it was like, well, they're fucking cool because they're on Zoe 101.
That's too hard. Mine are just like skateboarders and dirt bikers who are just wearing jean shorts past their knees. And I'm like, I'm into you. You have like really hot people on camera.
That's true.
That's just crazy. And you have, you know.
And you're there.
And you have Anthony.
In Sacramento.
And your cool ass mom who calls you a dumbass.
Yeah. Ian's mom. No, I wouldn't have had a girlfriend. I wouldn't have had a girlfriend if I went to high school. I know that.
Okay, but you got a girlfriend.
I didn't have a girlfriend until I was in my 20s.
Yeah, wow.
It took me forever, man.
Wait, when was your first kiss?
I was 14.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah. Nice. It was like truth or it was a truth or dare situation.
Oh.
But then I did have my first kiss when I still had it when I was 14 or 15.
Got it. Wow.
Nice. Yeah. Okay.
But then then everything else 20s.
Gotcha.
Did you say lucky? When was your first kiss?
I was like 17.
That's great.
Yeah.
I think nowadays that's like far more.
Well, nowadays like young people just aren't doing anything.
No,
it's fucking hard. I feel like the internet has just made social connections.
It
so
makes
much
me
harder.
So sad.
It's bad.
Because back when I honestly, you know what it is? It's like back then, 2005, people were just bored more often. And when everything's a little more boring, connection just kind of happens because you're bored. And it's like, oh,
Smosh started. That's what you said.
I mean, truly, I think the lack of boredom is what everyone's just so, I don't know. I think it messes things up.
You got to be bored and horny.
Yeah.
And you and Anthony started your,
and
what was
that's
your first
why,
video?
And that's
and
why.
We channeled that bored and horny into Mortal Kombat theme song music video.
Yeah.
Where you can
food
see
battle.
My bare ass in the background.
People often say Food Battle is the most bored and horny series of all time.
Yeah.
This is why I shut the door when I'm in the bathroom.
Okay.
To what?
So I'm in there by myself long enough to get bored and horny.
Wow. That's a long time.
Like, it's days.
I urge everybody, like, when do people usually listen to this?
What?
What days does this come out?
I don't know if people
Monday.
Do listen to this.
On Mondays. Okay. All right. So here's a little homework for you guys that are over the age of 18. You know, just like lock yourself in a room and just get bored and horny.
Trust me. I think people are doing that.
I don't think people are bored.
Oh, you're right. They're not bored. They're overstimulated.
They need to. Yeah.
The horny part is not. I don't think it's necessary. No. I think we're talking about just getting bored.
Take the distractions out of your life. Let the boredom come. The horny will follow.
Jesus. So true.
I'm starting a cult.
Wow. What is it called?
I don't know, but that's going to be the tenet.
Bored and Horny by Ian. This
B&H.
Is probably our best episode.
I'll call it B&H.
B&H.
I don't think that's taken.
Okay. Yeah. Go ahead. Smosh is 19.
This is our best episode, guys.
You think so?
Yeah,
wow.
Sure,
thanks.
This reminds me of the Spencer episode.
Yeah.
Where
Gas Leak Energy.
Everything we're saying, I'm like, can you keep this in? I don't know, but we're going to. What do you think Smosh would be like as a person? So it'd be a 19-year-old.
Oh, a 19-year-old in 2005.
I don't think it'd be, no, a 19-year-old now.
Oh.
What do you think Smosh would be
like? Oh, yeah,
like?
They just turned 19.
I think Smosh would be, I'm getting like, I was saying going to be like a kind of emo skater vibe from it, but no.
No.
No. More theater.
Yeah.
More theater, but like,
but it would
cool.
Be, it'd have to be all the eras kind of combined. So like a theater skater kid.
A skater kid.
I like where
he's into cinema.
Oh, he's super into cinema.
Super into cinema.
He has a lot of books. He reads a lot. He's not afraid to get a little bit vulnerable, just a little bit.
You think he's
bit.
A boy?
I kind of do. I kind of think.
I could see that. I could see that.
But maybe as a best friend who's a girl.
Oh.
And she does like parkour and she has like big headphones and she's got tattoos everywhere and her hair is like a little bit pink.
Is it platonic or is it, or is there?
Well, we don't know yet. We have to get to the end of
platonic.
The chapter.
Smosh doesn't fuck.
Smosh is ace?
Are you, whoa!
Wait, are we calling it? Is Smosh ace?
No, I don't think Smosh is ace. I think Smosh is chosen.
No! I disagree. I think Smosh is getting into its era where it's
Smosh
like
Smosh is incel?
I
think Smosh fucks. Okay, the chosen is not incel. The chosen is cell.
Okay. But you just that's fair.
Chosen
yeah.
is actually the opposite of an incel. I've talked about that before.
Okay.
Or at least internalized.
He chooses the path.
He chooses it. An yeah. incel says it's involventary.
Yeah.
Chosen is like
he
this,
chooses
have,
the path
I
to never touch
it.
Another person like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Unless
he's
for
too
war.
Focused. He has
unless
priority.
For war. Oh, for war? If
you still need to see God, what's the name of that? It's a Forrest Whitaker movie. Has a really
Panicrome?
Last King of Scotland, I've seen it.
No. I'm gonna pull it out.
No.
Sorry. It's the most
Rogue One.
It's
I've
the
seen
most
it.
No, it's like literally the most chosen movie.
You know what? I think stars, this is what Smosh at 19
well,
is.
To be honest, it's a combination of Ian and Anthony is
it's
what
just
Smosh
Ian.
Is.
It's going like, oh my god, have you seen this thing? Let me show you real
and he's
quick.
He's covered in tattoos.
And he's covered in tattoos.
I'm gonna find
every this. Time I see Anthony, he has more tattoos.
Yeah, he does. He had another new tattoo.
It's incredible.
When are you going to get
That'd
a tattoo?
Be so painful. Do you not have a single tattoo?
I don't have any tattoos.
That's so funny.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I don't either, so I don't know why I'm like.
Well.
What the fuck?
You have tattoos.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All on the bottom of my feet. They just say, "What's up, girl?"
It just says Andy on your foot.
Andy. I'm like, I love Woody. I love Toy Story so much.
Okay.
No, I don't have any tattoos.
So this is the most chosen movie.
Okay.
It's called Ghost Dog, The Way of the Samurai.
Oh, wait.
Oh,
I think I've seen this.
It's the most chosen movie. It's Forrest Whitaker, and he is the chosen. I'm not kidding you. He lives by a samurai code, and he's a hitman.
Okay.
Okay, I love that,
though. I don't
though.
Think the Chosen would be a hitman.
I don't think the Chosen, yeah.
Chosen wouldn't be a
hitman. Like, the Chosen, like, is in his room, and his mom's,
killing
like...
someone for money is just not...
But you know, maybe he, like, has, like, a turn of, like...
I think he does
he
have a code.
Conscience.
He has a code.
Yeah,
like,
he has a code.
He follows a code, yeah. For sure.
Yeah, but his mom's like, honey, I made a sandwich for you. He's like, Mom, hold on 1 second.
You don't need to make me anything. We have Uncrustables.
You don't understand.
Okay, so we were talking about earlier. What were you like at 19? What were you doing at 19?
Was I doing at 19?
Yeah, yeah. Because that was a couple more years later.
Yeah.
So Smosh was up off the ground.
For two years.
Smosh was starting to
Because Smosh at 19 has accomplished
off.
A lot. Let's be real. Mm-hmm. Smosh at 19.
For sure. Yeah.
Done far more than most 19-year-olds.
Yep.
Yeah. Except for like Greta Thunberg, I would say. She's
yeah.
probably.
Well, yeah.
She's probably
Smosh has not caused
she took
that
like
much
a ship
change.
To America. It's fine.
What?
She didn't want to fly.
Oh, right.
She took like a ship.
I'm like, hey, good
a
for you.
A sailboat.
I guess. She did not sail. She sailed?
I think I she did.
She got. She said, I need to be in America. I'm going to get on a sailboat.
She didn't want to waste any.
I mean,
gas.
I think ships. I don't think she went to the U.S. in a boat. I think she.
Doesn't
I think
matter.
She.
Either way.
Either way.
Okay, so.
No
Smosh,
one is her.
Smosh is impressive, not as impressive as Greta. But.
Right.
Smosh is. Smosh made an impact.
Yeah, so you were 19.
Okay.
So 19. 19, are you guys fully doing Smosh or you still have side jobs?
2007.
That was 2007. That was like just as the YouTube partnership program was like I think around the time that we had been invited into YouTube partnership program as one of the first 10 channels to earn money.
Crazy.
On uploading videos.
What were the other channels that were earning money? Do you remember a few of them?
I remember a few of them, like Lisa Nova, I think she was in there. There's this guy, Renetto. He was this like bald guy who was out of his mind. I don't know if Philip DeFranco was also in that first hand. I don't think he was. He was called Sexy Phil back then.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Lisa Nova is such a callback.
Yeah.
I bet. I don't know how many people know about her nowadays.
I don't.
I watched her content.
Yeah, I mean, she did like, so Lisa Nova did like sketch comedy and was one of the founders of Maker Studios. So you know, she exited with a few milli in her pocket, I think, when Disney bought it. But yeah, she was also on Mad TV for like one season.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. She was like the first person to go from like internet to like mainstream.
It's crazy.
That's really hard to do.
Yeah.
What were you doing at 19?
19 was my sophomore year in college.
Okay.
Were you still wearing long dresses and
no,
had weird bangs?
I was pretty cool.
Okay.
I actually did have bangs when I was 19, only because I looked last night. I was like, what did I...
only because pushing daisies
was on the
air.
What was I looking like when I was 19? I had a very serious boyfriend.
Okay.
Oh.
I was in a play. I was also wild. I was like really figuring out what I wanted to do. I was living in a different part of campus. Yeah, I was just like figuring out my life.
Did you have a girlfriend at 19?
Probably.
Damn.
Cause yeah. Yeah.
Me married, like, God, that's so
cool. Let me tell you, Shane, it is wild. When you're 19 and you have a boyfriend, your emotions are, everything is life yeah. and death. When we broke up, I was on the floor every night sobbing like
oh my God.
I was so dramatic.
Nobody's ever done that to me.
Really? Whoa.
No, not on the floor.
Oh, well, that's happened to me quite a bit. I think I open up my heart.
19, I'd still
never do that.
No, I disagree with you.
19, I'd still never been in a relationship of any kind. Like, wow. Truly... just doing my thing.
Honestly, like, and this is just coming from my point of view, so I'm probably wrong. This is probably just cope. But I think like all the relationships like before like your 20s are just like, just not worth
the
it.
The best.
What?
They're the best.
We have opposite.
They are literally, I was like a wild romantic.
They are of no consequence.
No, they are literally the best. There's nothing better than being like, Mom, I'm going to my friend Brittany's house. And then you're on the back of a dirt bike going through a quarry.
Okay.
Almost about to flip over. And you're like, I don't know who I am right now.
Okay. Okay. I could see.
That sounds so, that's cool. I didn't experience that.
It's a great
at all,
conduit.
So I never had that.
Well.
I suppose it's like a great conduit for like fun experiences, but I don't think
fun.
Yeah,
more than fun.
Oh, okay.
Wild, life changing.
But like, I don't think you're having any. I don't think health. Not a lot of healthy relationships are coming out of a.
I don't think.
Ergo,
yeah.
The crying on the bathroom floor.
Well, that was just
speaking,
you know,
most relationships that age. But like, I think a lot of people learn from those.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't have
heartbreaks.
Any. I was completely on my own. Until I was in my 20s, which I look back and I'm not mad about it. I'm like, okay, I don't regret not being in relationships for all my teenage years
yeah.
and stuff. I regret beating myself up about it and being so obsessed over it back then. If I went and relived it, I don't even know if I'd go and be like, oh, I'm going to try to be in relationships. I think I would just be like, oh, I'm just going to enjoy this time more.
Exactly. Right.
And enjoy my hobbies and enjoy hanging out with my friends and doing that. That's...
I don't think it matters if you did that or not. That was just like... my experience. Right. I remember I had two older sisters who went through
totally.
School and I was always their younger sister.
Oh, for sure.
So like I just...
Everyone has a different experience.
That was just me. I was just like, yeah. I was just wild. Like I loved like meeting people and talking to people. And even when I was a kid at like camp, like I always wanted to like talk to the freaking people like running it or like have a crush on a guy. Like my mom was on a baseball team for all older women and a younger kid of one of the moms, him and I would just like hang out in the playground forever. And my mom was like, what are you doing? I was like, we're probably going to get married. I don't know. Something's going to happen. I don't know.
Yeah, I think we're going to get married for sure.
But I didn't even care about marriage. I just like loved like romance.
Yeah.
I don't know. I loved it. And all of my friends around me did as well. So it never felt like weird. And all my sisters did.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Did you ever think you were going to get that Mystic Pizza moment, you know?
Oh my God, I love Mystic Pizza. My aunt lives in Mystic, Connecticut.
Did you
or
ever
Mystic
think...
Pizzas? Which part?
What's the Mystic Pizza
Wait,
moment?
Not the
I actually don't really remember anything about Mystic Pizza.
It's about a bunch really of sisters. Happened. No.
I know that part.
No.
A bunch of sisters.
Julia Roberts like falls in love with this rich guy and then the other sister nannies and falls in love with the dad who's married. So honestly, neither.
Okay. I forgot that was the plot of Mystic Pizza. I just knew it was like Julia Roberts has a bunch of sisters and they're in, you know, the East Coast.
Yeah. Like, they're at Mystic Pizza, which is a real place in Mystic, Connecticut.
Okay.
Apparently it's amazing.
That's pretty cool.
It's really cool. They're all Portuguese. Anyways, super cool stuff. Actually, I think when you live in a house with four girls, though, too,
yeah,
it's kind of crazy.
And they're all older, so you're seeing them get boyfriends?
No, there's two older and one younger.
Got it. But the older ones, you would see them get boyfriends, and you were like, I want one of those.
No.
No.
I'm more just, I remember writing in my journal when they were like sleeping over a friend's house or whatever, I remember being like, I wish they were here. So I could hang out with them.
Aww.
I don't know. I was just like, I was an emotional little wild.
Well, everyone.
Yeah. Exactly.
Not me.
Yeah. Were you like hard as a rock? Like,
hard as same. A rock. Stone. Can't get through me. Don't laugh at hard as a rock. Get your head up. Pull your head out
this
of the gutter.
This is such a fucked up episode.
I mean, I was a teenager, so, you know, that was also possible.
Okay.
You know, it
always,
just happens.
You always go. You always go there.
It just happens. You know, you're in computer lab one day.
Nope.
You're playing 3D pinball.
Nope.
And, you know,
nope.
you just get excited because you just, you know, hit some new high score.
Whoa. Yeah. Another reason why I don't think we would have been friends.
I remember my friend, we had a teen center and,
I've heard about teen centers. It sounds insane.
I know.
A teen center.
They exist out there. I don't know if they exist anymore.
What is it?
It was like,
when you're a teenager, it's a place you can go.
Yeah. It was a place you can go if you were a teen.
What are you doing?
Well,
what are you getting giggly about?
I mean, I was just on the subject and, We met these girls at the teen center, and my friend, you know, got a little excited, and he had to like hide it behind the pool table, and he had to just awkwardly stand against the pool table like this while he was talking to them.
Jesus Christ!
It's unfortunately such a funny and real factor of like
that does suck for you guys.
No, I remember in middle school. For me, it was just like anytime I just you sit down and it's just like come the fuck on. Like, I'd be in like you'd be like in social studies class. You'd be like, all right, and you'd sit down and just like go. And then they'd be like, hey, can you stand up and come and present? I'm like, I can't.
No.
I can't.
I got a Charlie horse.
We're talking about geography right now. And I'm like, and I love states so much.
Wow, I thought I had it hard and weird. Wait.
You didn't. We did.
I think we need to outlaw the word hard.
I don't know why I keep saying it in the wrong spot because I'm not meaning it like that. I thought you guys had it difficult. I thought I had it difficult. You guys had a difficult time.
Every teenager has it difficult. That shit sucks.
Yeah.
Being a teenager sucks ass.
Yeah, it sucks.
Even if everything is going right in your life, it just your brain just hates you.
Well, you just feel so dramatic. And I think when you're 19, I think what's hard about that is like either you're in college or you're not in college, but you definitely have pressures from the outside world or your parents or anybody being like, "What are you doing? What are you going to do?" I remember at 19 feeling like always that like anxiety of like, what am I going to do?
Yeah. Can you imagine being 19 now?
No, I'd really hate it.
I'd hate it. I think 19 year olds now, I'm like, I wouldn't be able to handle it.
Cause we didn't have
iPhones. I'm so glad I had far less shit. Like,
yeah.
To have the internet as we have it now,
I'd probably be much better at TikTok.
Oh, well, sure.
Well, definitely.
Cause I just can't handle it, man.
But the problem, I actually, you know what? They've pointed this out. Like 19-year-olds are like almost people at a much younger age have like things figured out in a lot better ways. Like, you know, fashion and makeup and stuff. Like people figure it out a lot sooner because there's tutorials online.
Yeah.
People don't really go through the blunder years like we used to.
Yeah.
But I kind of think that's good when you have it because everyone's like ridiculous. And now it's like, oh no, you're a teenager. You have to be already. Have it all
it's
figured
hard.
Out.
It's hard. I think it's more pressure. It's more pressure, especially in like the vanity sense. Like it's more pressure to look a specific
And no
way.
Wonder super young people are more lonely than ever because, oh my God, the pressures are just crazy. Like,
yep.
when everybody's a little ridiculous, it's a little easier to like kind of come together and just hang
out. Yeah, like you could easily be just like a weird girl who's wild and doing theater and people are like, yeah, whatever, that's just Amanda. Like it's not like, oh my
There's
God,
no barometer.
Did you see her outfit? Like it doesn't... No, I definitely think that they have it way harder. There's so much stress and pressure. And also when you're on your phone that much too, I'm not saying that all 19-year-olds are on their phone right now, but like...
I think about it, I'm like, holy shit, like just teenagers, it's past like decade has been just a fucking Looney Tunes. And, and I'm like, to be a teenager through that?
Yeah.
That's your barometer for reality?
Yeah.
I'm like, at least when I was a teenager, things were kind of, as we said, kind of boring compared to now.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
They were a lot more chill.
There was like nothing going on until like 2008.
Yeah. I don't think anything happened ever.
Or if it did, we didn't really know about it.
It's just like, and without the internet, you just truly, you didn't hear about things.
Yep.
Yeah. Like the fact that like Numa Numa guy was a meme for like a whole year.
Yeah. Years.
Nowadays, he wouldn't even go viral nowadays because that's like one of a million people on TikTok.
Totally.
But that was the biggest thing.
Well, and it wasn't ironic.
Yeah. It was just like.
So it just wouldn't hit.
No.
Like, oh, he's being sincere. What a loser.
What a dumbass.
Right.
What was he being? Yeah. I don't know.
Who is
I guess I was thinking Star Wars Kid. Star Wars Kid was being very sincere.
Wait, Star Wars Kid.
Star Wars Kid is a
that
Chosen.
That one actually makes sense.
That's a Chosen right there. That's one of
that's
the.
That's
an
chosen.
OG Chosen.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that guy.
I don't know.
That was one of my first introductions to the internet. It was such a joy.
That was viral videos before YouTube. So the only way you could really watch it was like on file sharing like sites.
Yeah.
God, I remember I watched so much YouTube in college. We watched so much weird stuff. Salad fingers and
ugh. I still need to show you Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared.
Yes.
Yeah, you
I need
do.
To show you that. Yes. I don't think we can watch it on camera because that would be like copyrighted, but
yeah.
Your reaction to it would be incredible.
Yeah.
They showed because they made a whole TV pilot.
Oh, really? For Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared.
Yeah, and it got canned.
Oh.
And they're not allowed to like air it, but they showed it at this festival at like 200 times speed. And it just like finished.
Funny. Yeah. That's, I think it's deeply crazy. Funny. And other people are like, oh, it's really scary. I'm like, it's really funny. Yeah. Like all of it is really
it's
funny
really
to
good.
Me.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'll show it to you. You're going to love it.
Okay.
Ian, what do you think, 19 years, what do you think are some of the best moments and some of the worst moments of Smosh's 19 years of life?
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
I mean, the best moments were like definitely times when we were able to just like do something we never thought we'd be able to do. So you know, like when we did the first big Smosh Summer Games, like camp.
Yeah.
And we did camp. Like that was such a unique experience where, you know, Summer Games was originally created because Smosh Games and the other parts of Smosh didn't really like interact very much. So it was like, oh, this will be like a fun way to bring all the channels together, right. But also like a bonding exercise with everybody.
It's crazy to think back on Summer Games too, where nowadays like this kind of like big stunts are kind of normal on Smosh, like where it's like, we got 100 people and put them in this place.
Yeah.
But back then, I don't feel like it was as common. I think it was kind of like a more interesting, nuanced thing back then.
Yeah.
You didn't see it as often. Whereas now, I don't know if it's...
It was more like vlogs at that time were really big.
Yeah.
Like people weren't really doing like large production stuff.
No. It was so much fun.
But then like, you know, like doing like Smosh the Movie was like a really cool milestone, and having the premiere like at this like legitimate like theater where they do like legitimate like movie premieres, like the Fox Theater in Westwood. They like closed down a road, had a red carpet.
That is, it was amazing.
we had our wax figures there.
Oh yeah, like, I've seen those pictures.
Yeah,
it was so wild because that was in my first like month or two.
Yeah,
whoa.
Yeah. So I was like, I have joined a crazy.
There's like there's fetus photos of the whole like squad.
Yeah,
like they're like super young.
Oh, I think I've seen them because I remember seeing you with your wax figure. And is it true that you don't know where your wax figure is?
Don't know where it is.
That's so weird to me. It's we have to find
terrifying.
It.
And the last time it was seen, he was separate from Anthony.
Why would anyone separate you guys?
I don't
know. That's so fucked up from them to do because they're a bonded pair.
I know.
They're a mated pair.
And they put a VR headset on my head.
So you're trapped. So your part of your soul is trapped somewhere with a VR headset in it.
Like Tron.
Like Tron.
Ugh.
Like the Matrix.
Which Tron? The old one? Or
the old one.
Okay.
And yeah, I mean, like, obviously, like, yeah, one of, I mean, being able to buy Smosh back and like see the way that like it's like re-energized everything, and like that like will always be like one of like the coolest moments for sure, because it was a gamble, you know. It was like, we don't know for sure if this will work, but it seemed like the right thing to do.
Yeah,
and things were just like a little bit off before that. And I was really confident in the content, and I was really confident in the people that were working here, but like something just like was not connecting. And when Anthony came back into the fold and we made the big announcement, like I think that brought a lot of like attention back to the channels.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, oh wait, like this is good.
Yeah.
And so yeah, it was just kind of like right place, right time. And I think, yeah, I mean, that'll always be like,
I mean, it's huge.
Super, super like highlight.
Yeah, it's huge. It was so cool to be a part of too.
I mean, those are all some good, good references.
Do you have worst ones?
Oh, worst ones, sure. the Defy collapse. Mm-hmm. I would count
Anthony leaving.
That was kind of a nightmare.
And those were 2 years apart, basically. Anthony leaving and the Defy collapse were about a year and a half apart.
Yeah.
So that was like a really shitty...
It was a rough year.
Year and a half.
Yeah.
It was just like, wow, all right.
Yeah, we're trying new things. And for me, it was like, okay, I need to like redefine what Smosh is and like bring the attention to like everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And like make it very clear, like this isn't like an Ian and Anthony thing, which it already wasn't before he left.
Right.
But I think people still had that idea that that's what Smosh was.
I guess I should say it wasn't shitty. It just was like every year I kind of had this like chaotic moment to it.
Yeah, it was scary at times.
It was scary. It was definitely precarious.
And it was just hard. It was really hard to make sketch comedy in LA because of the cost. So like in Sacramento, it was easy because like our crew was, it was cheaper to produce content there. We had like a studio that we could create stuff, and we can go outside and get like permits for like $100. We can get a house for like $200.
Amazing.
And you come to LA and people are like, we want like $3,000 for a day rental at a house, or $2,000.
Impossible.
And like permits would be insane. And so like then we were like relegated to like shooting all our sketches like in the offices or in like on the stage at Defy, which was tiny.
It was crazy. Some of those early Try Not to Laughs are in a room.
Yeah.
That's I don't even know. It's like a fraction of the size of this room. Like truly a little tiny closet that we were shooting some of those.
Yeah.
But we did it.
Yeah, and I always felt like, you know, we'd eventually wind up, you know, with our own studio. I was always like pushing, like, when are we going to get our own studio? When are we going to get our own studio? And I kept pointing to this area of LA that was not where we were, because that time we were at the Defy offices, which were in Beverly Hills for some dumbass reason. Mm-hmm. And nobody lives in Beverly Hills.
No.
So it was a pain in the ass.
The old rich dude.
The old rich.
And now we film here in Barstow.
Yeah. Really awesome. Rancho Cucamonga. And it's great. So it really feels like, yeah. So that was a bad time. What else was shit? I would count this as worst time, but also good time, which was the celebrity prank interviews. I hated doing them.
I was not here during that time, but I've definitely seen those videos.
Yeah. Whew, I did one, and it was, that's probably one of the biggest rushes of my life.
Because it's cringy?
It's, you actively know that, you know that your job is to make someone kind of uncomfortable and weirded out, and they're a celebrity that you are meeting for the first time.
Yeah. I could never do that.
And when I did it, I didn't know I was going to be doing it. So they literally were like, yeah, put on this kaiju outfit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I've heard this.
You're about to go interview him. And I was like, it was such a trip, and I got very lucky, and they were really cool. Yeah. But it was still, I was
They
like,
must have been prepped.
No.
Yeah, I mean, they always knew that we were going to be asking them, like, weird questions.
Did you? So you didn't like it either?
No, because I get really, really nervous.
And you had to do it with The Rock.
And I did it with The Rock. I did it with Jennifer Lawrence. I did it with Tom Hiddleston.
Oh, my God.
Did it with Chris Pratt.
Nope.
And it was just, like, nerve-wracking, and I hated the lead-up to it, and I was so freaking nervous, and, like, I would just kind of black out, like, during the actual, like, performance. Mm-hmm. And, like, whenever I heard, like, oh, yeah, like, Universal reached out, they want to do a video with this celebrity, I was just like, guys, like, I don't know. And, like, even back in, like, the Mythical era, that kept getting pitched, and I was like, I
struggle to watch those interviews even when they're normal.
Yeah.
Because I'm like,
yeah. And I think, like, also, like, audience sentiment has, like, changed where, like, cringe content isn't really, like, preferred anymore. Like, they want you to, like, kind of be the avatar for them, like, being there with the celebrity. And if you're being, like, a cringy disaster, that makes the viewer feel bad.
Interesting.
So I feel like we saw a shift in, like, audience reception to those prank interviews where people are like, this is too uncomfortable for me to watch.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So wow. I'm happy to see it dead and gone, and I don't want to do another one.
Okay.
I'm
putting it out there right now. I'm not doing another one.
And now we know.
And now we know.
Because we had one planned.
It's probably going to happen.
We did have
one. We were going to have you interview Timothy Chalamet dressed as a rat.
Let's bring Barack Obama in. Actually, I would do a prank interview.
That would be awesome.
With Barack Obama.
I feel like he would be know. So cool.
He'd be prepped.
Timothy Chalamet.
Secret Service would prep him.
Yeah.
Timothy Chalamet would be funny.
I don't know if he has Secret Service anymore.
Timothy Chalamet doesn't.
When you're, yeah, you have Secret
You have it
Service
forever.
For
life.
For life?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Did you see the picture of Jimmy Carter?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Oh. Jimmy Carter's like 500 years old.
Have you seen this photo of him?
I think I know who Jimmy Carter is. What's the photo?
You said you think you know who Jimmy Carter is?
Yeah. I know who Jimmy Carter is. But if you asked me to give you a definition of him right now, I would probably be like,
A definition of him?
He was a president?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I know who he is, but I don't know anything about him.
You don't know, like, what you wouldn't know what he looks like and stuff?
No.
That's okay.
I know what George
Should
Washington
I show her the
looks
photo?
Like.
No, don't. Let her see him in his golden age
That's
first.
Show fair. Me.
He's just no. so.
The photo.
You know when people are like so old?
Oh, no.
Like,
I don't want to see one of those photos.
Like, you know, everyone has that. At some point in your life, you have that one relative where it's like, oh, and Grandma Judy's here. And you look over and Grandma Judy's just like.
Yeah. He's at that stage.
Yeah, it's like, you
Grandma
know, like,
Judy, Shane's here.
It's like. It's like Clint Eastwood when you're like, oh my God, Clint Eastwood, who's always looked old, even though he looks great, whatever. And now you see a picture of him, even Tommy Lee Jones. I can't
look at him. This is something that I've internalized since I was young, is when I am that old and I, like, you know, because you just don't have many faculties left.
We'll get
like,
rid of you. Don't worry.
No. Don't get rid of me yet. Because I just want to be silly. I just want to, with the last ounces of my strength and mental fortitude, I'm going to use it to be silly. So it'll be like, so when I'm like that, when I look like that.
Oh.
When I look like that.
He's dead in this room.
You think he is, but he's still here.
He's still with us.
But when I'm
if
like.
If I look like that, end it.
No.
Yes, just push the
When I'm
chair.
90, if I live to be 100 years old and they're like, oh, here's Grandpa Shane, like, say hi, I'm going to make sure with my last willpower, I'm just going to be like. Because that'll be funny.
These pictures are ruining Amanda right now.
I cannot.
But he was president.
Thank you.
He was also...
He was president.
He's 100 years old.
No, I know.
He also...
How long ago was he president?
Forever ago.
In the 70s.
Several presidents, or at least one president after him has already passed away.
Yeah, yeah. I think he's the oldest living...
He's the oldest living president.
Those pictures are horrendous.
Yeah.
Because the tough part is like... Maybe it's a picnic and you have to show up and you're like, I brought cheese or whatever.
Yeah.
And then you look over and you're like...
You're just throwing cheese puffs into his mouth.
Oh, no. Shane.
This is so awful. I don't know what happened to us.
That's why it's like that.
It's like a Venus flytrap. You know, you stick it in there and then it closes.
It's like watching people at Hibachi. You know people at Hibachi where they just open their mouth to get
He flipped a little egg into his mouth.
Can we write a sketch where I'm the guy at a Hibachi grill who once I sit down, I open my mouth and I'm waiting the entire time for the shrimp?
We're getting told to move on.
And they're like, we haven't even started cooking. I haven't gotten your order yet. I'm just like,
I'm hungry.
Dude, I was in San Diego and they had, this isn't about Jimmy Carter, so I can talk about it. Okay, shut up.
Don't you dare.
And these people like rented like a Hibachi chef on the beach.
That's insane.
Like they had a table set up and he was throwing eggs in their mouth on the beach.
He hadn't even cooked them yet.
I was like, that's sick.
It's just like it's all the yolk. They're like, yay.
Oh, just
Ian, it has been a joy.
This is how we're ending it?
We're out of time, and half of this is going to be cut.
Smosh is 19 years old.
And we decided to bring Ian
next
on.
Next year is going to be huge, 20 years.
20 years.
We got to make sure we make it.
We're going to make it.
I think you're going to make it, Amanda.
I'm going to make it.
We got to make sure Smosh doesn't go under again.
Hopefully, if you keep me around,
I'm saying Smosh. Smosh has to make it to 20.
Smosh will make it.
Absolutely.
And this episode will prove that we will make it. All right.
After this episode comes out, we have zero subscribers.
Yeah. They all fall.
Do you think Jimmy Carter is going to make it?
All right, guys. Thank you so much for watching this absolutely unhinged episode. We love you.
Subscribe.
That's the first time I've heard
like
you
and
say
subscribe.
That.
Subscribe to Smosh.
Subscribe to Smosh. Get those subscribers.
We love you guys.
Higher.
Thanks for letting us have
become a member.
Yeah.
Episode.
Okay, bye.
All right,
happy 19.